All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Liz. How can we help you?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I was dating this guy named Chad.
Mm-hmm.
We went out a few times. Things were going really good. He'd even met my son. And then all of a sudden, now he's just not being responsive at all. Like, he'll message me back, but it's just, like, one word. Like, you know when somebody's not feeling it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I could have done or what his problem is, but it's obvious, like, you know, just be a man and say, I'm not into it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what the hell happened.
Okay. I mean, well, what do you think happened? The last time you guys hung out, what happened?
We went out. We had a great dinner. I did order his food for him, but it was a place that I knew pretty well, so I just kind of took the reins on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess some guys could be weirded out about that. So I picked the restaurant, and I bought him a new shirt to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a cool shirt. It's a golf shirt, kind of plaid, and, you know, nothing too fancy or weird. And so I asked him to wear it for our date.
Mm.
I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Right. So you're his mom. Got it. Okay, so we'll call him next and see what we can make happen, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we just spoke to a lovely lady by the name of Liz. She went on a date with Chad, who she treated like a little boy. She bought him a shirt, made him wear it to dinner, and ordered his dinner while she was at it.
Okay.
And now Chad's not calling her back.
Listen,
yeah, she likes things the way she likes it, and, you know,
yeah,
she's not
yeah.
afraid to.
Yeah.
Admit it.
I was not treating him like a little boy. It wasn't like that.
Not at all. Not at all. Okay, well, you know what? We'll call him and see if we can get you another date. And you know what? I'm sure if he says no, you could probably make him say yes.
No, if I had to.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chad?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Chad. Please do not hang up. I can explain to you who we are while we're calling. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station, and we got your phone number from a lady who wanted us to call you because she likes you and would love to take you out on a really nice date. Basically, you let us know what you'd like to do for a date. I'm talking about you can pick the place, the day, the time, all that stuff. We'll call up the place. We'll reserve it just for you two. And that way you can see if you hit it off with this girl. And we're going to tell you her name.
You sure enough me?
I'm not. I swear, you know who she is, so I'll tell you her name. That way you'll know. You know what I mean? You're not going to go show up and have it be someone else.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so the lady's name is Liz. Remember you went out with her a couple times?
I'm all set. No, thanks.
No. Can you tell us why, at least, she would like to... She seems very confused. She would like some sort of closure.
Look, I just... She and I are not a good fit at all. It ran its course. There's no need for us to try anything else.
It ran its course. That was quick.
Can you give us something? Like, it ran its course. Why? Is there a reason?
Honestly, last date we had, date was fine.
Mm-hmm.
We get back to her place, and, you know, she's getting changed or whatever, and spent a little time with her kid. Nice kid, real sweet kid. And I was talking to him, and I was, you know, what are you going to be for Halloween? And he says, and I quote, "Mommy won't let me trick or treat because she says I'm too fat."
Like, you're kidding.
I didn't do that to a kid.
Stop it.
You can't take it.
Wait.
Excuse me. Yes.
Are you?
I know. I'm not supposed
okay.
to interrupt right
well,
now.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Oh,
there's a lot going on right now.
God.
Chad, Liz is on the phone. She just she heard what you said. She was listening to what you were saying. Hold on. Is that true, Liz?
No,
you said
no.
that you're.
That
you're,
is
no,
yes. That is 100% true.
How?
Because he has a weight problem and he hides food. And we had been working on his diet. And I told him if I found food hidden anywhere, that he would not get to go trick or treating. We had a deal.
Oh.
Really?
There's a difference between you're hiding food and calling your kid fat.
He is fat.
That's so
you're not
mean.
Letting your kid trick or treat.
Fat little boys that have bad habits turn into big, fat, lazy men.
Oh,
with bad
okay.
How about that?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't even worry about it. I felt so bad for the kid. I went out and I gave him candy.
What?
Oh my
what
god!
You gave him candy.
What kind of candy?
I mean, I bought him a ton of Halloween candy, and I just said, "Here you go. That's it."
I knew those Snickers wrappers in the living room were not mine. You gave them to him? What the hell
damn
is wrong
right.
with you? Who does that? Who takes Halloween from a kid?
Taking Halloween from a child's a little harsh.
So
God.
I mean, I respect the fact that you're following through on your threat. I don't like the fact that you called your son too fat for Halloween.
Seriously.
Or whatever,
don't even laugh while you're saying it. That's terrible.
Pebbles, I'm torn.
That is so terrible.
Would you, Chad, would you like to go out?
Yeah,
you guys
right.
could discuss this over dinner.
Oh, hell no.
No.
I want my shirt back too, Chad.
Come and get it. I threw that bullshit away.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
I mean, the best part of Halloween is trick-or-treating, right? And there's the egging. That's fun, too. Vandalizing people's property. All good times. Tomorrow's second date update on the 10s features all those and more. So listen at 8:10 right here with the Get Up Crew. 9-6. Boy, baby.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.